Your immune system has turned traitor. For 23.5 million Americans, this isn't science fiction, it's daily reality. More people suffer from autoimmune diseases than cancer and heart disease combined, yet these conditions receive a mere 5.4% of NIH funding. What's more alarming? These diseases are skyrocketing, with women bearing 75% of the burden. But here's where the story takes a hopeful turn. Autoimmune disease isn't a life sentence. Dr. Susan Blum reversed her own Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and her functional medicine approach is rewriting the rules about conditions once deemed irreversible. Think of your immune system as an elite security force. Intelligence officers, dendritic cells, rapid response teams, killer T cells, coordinators, helper T cells, and weapons manufacturers, B cells producing antibodies. This sophisticated army normally distinguishes self from invader with military precision, but autoimmune disease represents a catastrophic failure on three fronts: overproduction of attack cells creating relentless inflammation, an inability to stand down after threats are eliminated, and the ultimate betrayal, mistaking your own tissues for enemies through molecular mimicry, where healthy cells get tagged for destruction. This triple failure creates a self-perpetuating cycle of damage. Whether attacking your thyroid in Hashimoto's, joints in rheumatoid arthritis, or brain tissue in multiple sclerosis, the underlying mechanism remains the same. This explains why having one autoimmune condition increases your risk of developing others by 25%. The revolutionary insight? Address the foundational systems, and you can potentially reverse any autoimmune disease, regardless of which organs are under attack. The question isn't whether your immune system has gone rogue, it's whether you're ready to bring it back under control. Our modern world creates a perfect storm for autoimmunity. Genetically modified foods and industrial seed oils promote inflammation, chronic stress disrupts hormones, gut bacteria imbalances compromise immune development, environmental toxins alter cellular function, and persistent infections keep the system in permanent hypervigilance. Conventional medicine responds with powerful immune suppressants, corticosteroids, and biologics that often cause serious side effects, including organ damage and infection risk. But as Dr. Sydney Baker suggests, perhaps the answer isn't treating the pain, but finding and removing the tack you're sitting on. The autonomic nervous system has two parts, sympathetic, the on switch, and parasympathetic, the off switch, connecting directly to immune organs where T cells develop. The stress hormone chain begins in the brain's hypothalamus and pituitary, leading to cortisol release from adrenal glands. Cortisol raises blood sugar for fight or flight energy while suppressing immunity. Acute stress with clear endpoints can be beneficial. The problem is chronic stress, when the system stays activated. Unlike animals returning to normal after danger passes, humans ruminate on stressful events, repeatedly triggering the same physiological responses. Chronic stress eventually exhausts the adrenal glands, causing cortisol, adrenaline, and norepinephrine to plummet. Without sufficient cortisol to eliminate harmful T cells, these rebels attack body tissues, creating an imbalance favoring killer cells that cause widespread inflammation, manifesting as puffiness, stiffness, exhaustion, or in rheumatoid arthritis as joint pain and deformity. Research shows low-functioning adrenals increase risk for thyroid conditions, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and Sjogren's syndrome. A Mount Sinai study demonstrated this when a Graves' disease patient with extremely low cortisol experienced complete remission after cortisol replacement. DHEA, produced by adrenal glands, helps reduce cholesterol and balance blood sugar. During sustained stress, DHA depletes first, and low levels are common in rheumatoid arthritis and lupus patients. Supplementing DHA improves lupus symptoms and reduces medication needs, while testosterone supplementation helps reduce rheumatoid arthritis pain. Food isn't just fuel, it's cellular communication. Through nutrigenomics, every bite sends molecular instructions to your genes, influencing inflammation and immune responses. While prescription drugs work for only 50 to 60% of people, food affects everyone. Inflammation, your body's release of irritating chemicals, lies at autoimmune disease's core. Initially beneficial for fighting infections, prolonged inflammation becomes destructive, damaging blood vessels and overstimulating immune responses. Certain foods consistently fan inflammatory flames, with gluten leading the charge. Modern wheat, genetically modified since the 1940s, bears little resemblance to ancestral grains. Beyond celiac disease, non-celiac gluten sensitivity wreaks havoc through molecular mimicry. When poorly digested gluten particles enter your bloodstream through a leaky gut, your immune system attacks. Because gluten's structure resembles your body's tissues, immune cells attack both, potentially triggering autoimmune disease in your thyroid, joints, or intestines. Other foods actively support immune health. Phytonutrients in colorful produce activate beneficial genes. Essential fatty acids from wild salmon, nuts, and leafy greens create fluid cell membranes and convert into anti-inflammatory prostaglandins. Vitamin D, the most studied nutrient for autoimmunity, binds to dendritic cells, keeping them less reactive. It guides T cells to mature into regulatory cells rather than inflammatory types, directly inhibiting overactive responses while decreasing antibody production. Identifying food triggers requires detective work. The elimination diet, removing common inflammatory foods for 3 weeks, then systematically reintroducing them, has proven effective for rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and Hashimoto's. Eliminate gluten, dairy, corn, and soy simultaneously, as removing just one problem food might not produce noticeable improvement when multiple sensitivities exist. Gluten hides in soy sauce, salad dressings, seasonings, and processed meats. Swap it for quinoa, millet, buckwheat, rice, teff, or amaranth. Dairy sensitivities stem from proteins, casein, and whey, rather than lactose, causing chronic congestion, sinusitis, joint pain, and skin problems. Try almond, rice, hemp, or coconut milk instead. After 3 weeks, reintroduce foods one at a time, eating each test food twice daily for 2 days while monitoring reactions. Day 3, stop eating it but continue observing. No reaction? Move to the next food on day 4. If symptoms appear, headaches, rashes, brain fog, digestive issues, joint pain, document them and remove that food permanently. This systematic approach creates a personalized nutrition plan that reduces inflammation. 70% of your immune system resides in your gut, making digestive healing fundamental to treating autoimmune conditions. This defense system includes specialized immune cells, beneficial bacteria, and gut-associated lymphoid tissue. Dendritic cells act as sentinels, sampling intestinal contents to determine what requires immune response versus tolerance. Your microbiome teaches immune cells to differentiate between your tissues and foreign substances. Beneficial bacteria regulate T helper cells, stimulate immunoglobulin A production, and produce short-chain fatty acids like butyrate that strengthen intestinal cells and prevent leaky gut. Dysbiosis, depletion of healthy bacteria, often with harmful overgrowth, results from antibiotics, stress, poor diet, and toxins, linking to conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis. Leaky gut occurs when zonulin damage creates cracks in tight intestinal junctions, allowing food particles and bacteria into the bloodstream. Almost everyone with autoimmune disease has leaky gut, even without symptoms. Healing requires treating dysbiosis with antimicrobial herbs like oregano oil and berberine, improving digestion with enzymes and betaine HCl, and repairing the lining with L-glutamine, zinc, and probiotics like Lactobacillus rhamnosus and Bifidobacterium lactis. Since World War II, over 80,000 synthetic chemicals have entered our environment with unknown health impacts. The CDC found 212 industrial chemicals in most Americans, flame retardants, BPA, PFO from nonstick cookware, and rocket fuel byproducts. The Environmental Working Group discovered 232 chemicals in newborn cord blood, including 180 carcinogens and 217 neurotoxins, proving these substances transfer from mother to child. Mercury exposure, strongly linked to autoimmunity, comes from dental amalgams, industrial pollution, and large fish like tuna. Mercury vapor crosses the blood-brain barrier within hours and accumulates for months, correlating with multiple sclerosis, lupus, and thyroid disease. Laboratory studies induced autoimmune diseases in rats through mercury exposure. Xenoestrogens, found in plastics, pesticides, and personal care products, persist for decades and bioaccumulate in the food chain. Agricultural workers show significantly higher rates of rheumatoid arthritis and lupus. The female predominance in autoimmune diseases suggests hormonal influences, as immune cells possess estrogen receptors that enhance antibody production. When the liver becomes overwhelmed, toxins accumulate and trigger inflammation. Glutathione, the body's premier antioxidant, binds heavy metals and supports detoxification through dietary sources and supplements like N-acetylcysteine. Autoimmune diseases are both preventable and reversible through functional medicine alongside traditional approaches. For multiple sclerosis, adopt a ketogenic diet, eliminating grains while emphasizing healthy fats, vegetables, berries, and nuts to increase anti-inflammatory ketones for myelin repair. Lupus requires comprehensive EBV testing and optimizing estrogen metabolism by eliminating xenoestrogens, supporting liver function with dark leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables, and increasing organic soy, ground flax seeds, and fish oil. Rheumatoid arthritis, linked to dysbiosis and leaky gut, demands eliminating nightshade vegetables, implementing the dysbiosis protocol, removing food sensitivities for 6 months, and taking gamma-linoleic acid, curcumin, and boswellia. For autoimmune thyroid conditions, completely remove gluten, take selenium daily, and reduce mercury exposure from dental amalgam fillings. Recovery requires sustained commitment. Dr. Blum reversed her own Hashimoto's thyroiditis, normalizing antibody levels within 2 years. Your immune system isn't your enemy. It's confused and needs support. By addressing root causes rather than symptoms, you restore balance. The power isn't in a prescription pad. It's on your plate, in your stress management, through gut healing, and in reducing toxic load. Your body wants to heal.